This is Jay Sekulow, my guest, the General Counsel of the National Religious Broadcasters, and Congressman Walter Jones.
Let freedom ring.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show.
It is not by accident that you have the number of people, starting with Debbie Stabenow, Bill Clinton, Tom Harkin, Mark Green, Maurice Hinchey, all in 1 week discussing the censorship doctrine. All right, joining us to talk about this is Jay Sekulow, is the chief counsel for the ACLJ.
I think the most telling statement was David Axelrod, who did not deny the fact when being pressed.
I'm going to leave that issue to Julius Jankowski, our new head of the FCC, to and the president to discuss. So I don't have an answer for you now.
I think that we've got to be prepared for the worst. And I've already got a team established at the American Center for Law and Justice that's going to litigate this the moment they sign it. We will be in court and try to get a stay, at least temporarily, which I actually think with this existing Supreme Court, because of the addition of Roberts and Alito, we've got a fighting chance for.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that.
In court, what this is a classic prior restraint, an attempt to silence, which impacts the ability of the listener to gain information. And there is a constitutional right to obtain information under the Constitution. That's what the First Amendment's all about.
All right, Jay, we're obviously we're going to be following it closely. We'll stay in touch with you. Jay Sekulow, thanks for being with us. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Sean. And that was the conversation I had yesterday afternoon with Sean Hannity on his broadcast. Folks, we are getting national attention to this issue. We're going to beat this fairness doctrine back. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me give you a reason why we need to fight so aggressively. Remember the organization, the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE? We did some radio programs and television programs on them last year. In fact, we're going to be showing some TV programs in the coming weeks on them. Well, they are supposed to be the moderate voice influence. Well, there's a story that's been running in New York where the leader of a group called Bridges TV. Bridges TV was an Islamic TV program supposed to be moderate. Folks, if you got kids listening, turn it down for a second here, because what I'm going to say is pretty dramatic. The owner of that Bridges TV beheaded his wife last week. And CARE gave this guy an award a year ago. Jordan, you've got the details on this. This is why we can't have our voices silenced. I mean, this tells you what's going on. You could turn up your... I tell your friends to turn their radio up now. They can, but I didn't want to say that with everybody listening. But I beheaded it. That situation was so dramatic. And this was an organization that was now been severed by the FBI as off the list of approved organizations. But it shows you why they want to silence the voices here.
That's right. Here, a Muslim TV network founder from New York, he was charged, and CNN has reported that he has admitted to beheading his wife at the TV network studios in Buffalo, New York. He was given a recipient of award from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a group we've talked about a lot here, who boast of how important they are in Washington, D.C., on shaping policy. He's accused, again, of cutting his wife's head off at the Buffalo station in New York on February 12th. And let me tell you about this station. This was a station that was organized after September 11th by this man and his wife because they were worried about the treatment of what happened to Muslims living in America after September 11th. Now, even more important, she'd already had a restraining order against him because of cruel and inhumane treatment, domestic violent abuse. That was on February 6th. She'd filed for divorce. And then on February 12th, he called in and said where you could find her, which was in one of the rooms at the TV studio.
Now, he received an award from the Council of America's Islamic Relations. Jordan, have they made a statement yet and publicly on this as far as we know?
Let's see. He said, not yet. They've only made past statements about the network itself and how they thought this was a great network and what was going on here. We have not seen a statement from CARE yet. We'll look for that.
So you want to talk about some controversial discussions? We're having those today. 1-800-684-3110, the Fairness Doctrine, CARE, the Islamic Threat, the UN and the Durban Conference. All of this being discussed, all of this controversial, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Now, as we go to the break, thousands and thousands of you have signed our petition supporting the Broadcast Freedom Act. We're going to be joined by Craig Parshall from the National Religious Broadcasters after the break. Then later in the program, by Walter Jones, congressman from North Carolina. So we've got a lot to talk about. You add your name of support to the Broadcast Freedom Act. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, by the way, sign up online. But again, that number, 877-989-2255. When we come back, Craig Parshall from the National Religious Broadcasters.
There's a dramatic warning coming from Capitol Hill. More talk from members of Congress who want to bring back the dangerous fairness doctrine, measure that would muzzle Christian broadcasters, giving the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. The latest push to bring back government-mandated speech comes from Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan.
I think it's absolutely time to pass a standard. Now, whether it's called the fairness doctrine, I absolutely think it's time to be bringing accountability to the airwaves.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to protect free speech. Say no to the return of the Fairness Doctrine. There's important new legislation that would bar the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the ACLJ in supporting the passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. The time to protect free speech is now. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Craig Parshall is the general counsel for the National Religious Broadcasters, a very good friend. We worked a number of cases together recently, including protecting Christian radio stations. He's been very concerned, as we all have been, about the Fairness Doctrine. Before we get to Craig, Jordan, what is the latest as far as movement? I'm hearing that Congressman Hinchey is saying he may want to introduce his bill in the next couple of, when they come back from recess next week.
That's right. From Congress, from the legislative side, we're hearing still the same kind of rumblings from the Senator Stabenow, from Senator Harkin. We've heard it again from the congressman from New York, who wants to implement it the way by putting in that language that says we'll go back to the restrictions that existed in 1987 or the regulations that existed in 1987. All stealth moves, and we're not seeing the administration deny anything. I mean, the President Obama's administration could come out and put some silence on this issue if they would say, absolutely not. No fairness doctrine. Nothing like the fairness doctrine. We all know it's not going to be called the fairness doctrine again. That would not be a smart move by those who support.
Although in Congressman Hinchey's legislation,
right,
it says fairness
doctrine. He has, but the Obama administration is not going to use those kind of terms. They're going to use diversity, and they're going to look, and they're looking at it right now. FCC staff is meeting with Congressman Waxman's staff, looking at ways how these kind of implementations of the fairness doctrine could be used even to the internet.
Yeah, that's a troubling development there, no doubt about it. Craig Parshall, is the general counsel and senior vice president at the National Religious Broadcasters, a good friend, a fighter for religious freedom. Craig, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Jay, anytime.
You and I were on television together not too long ago. We were just at a conference at the NRB. The issue of the Fairness Doctrine was the topic that was being discussed by everybody. I think I was on Sean Hannity's program, and he asked me about the impact on religious broadcasters. The fact of the matter is, I mean, the concern level here is significant. How real is this threat in the view of the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, and you as a constitutional lawyer? How real do you see this threat?
Yeah, it's a tremendously real threat, and I think it would be a devastating blow to Christian broadcasters if, in fact, it goes into effect. And again, I agree 100% with your analysis. It may not be called, probably won't be called that. They've lost the war over words, by the way. Democrats are usually pretty good about framing things in terms of their labeling, but American people have done a 180-degree turn on their attitude about the Fairness Doctrine, primarily because groups like ACLJ and NRB and others have brought attention to this. So 6 months ago, a poll was taken, and about half of American people said, yeah, let's have the Fairness Doctrine. Now, as of a week ago, that's completely turned around 180 degrees. About a half of American people say, no, no way, and a very small minority think it might be a good idea.
You know, we're getting questions that are coming in, Craig, from Jordan has a Twitter account, and we're getting questions, Aaron. A lot of them affect the Redline case. And folks, for those of you who don't know, Redline was the case from 1969 that dealt with the constitutionality of the Fairness Doctrine and held it to be constitutional. Although over the vigorous dissent of William O. Douglas, I read his dissent again last night. But Jordan, you had a couple of questions coming in on your account. What were those?
Yeah, the first came in from Scott from Twitter last night when he was looking at the Fairness Doctrine. He hadn't heard about it that much before he had started listening to our broadcast, and he said, "What was the basis for the ruling that said the Fairness Doctrine was constitutional?" And I got another question saying, if this was re-implemented, could there be a stay in the courts about its implementation until the whole battle goes all the way to the Supreme Court?
Well, my quick analysis, then I'll turn right to Craig, is that, number one, you need to understand Red Line involved a Christian radio station, so it applied directly to a Christian broadcast in that sense. That's number one. Number two, we're looking at the litigation strategy already, and the first thing you would do is ask for an injunction. Which I actually think you'd have a chance of getting here, especially if you took it up on an emergency stay, because there's probably 5 votes at the Supreme Court right now, anyways, to say that it's unconstitutional. But you know, you don't want to rest that; you want to defeat this legislatively. But Redline and Ashton Hardy was an FCC general counsel at our conference last week, said a lot of the enforcement was of the Fairness Doctrine was against Christian broadcasters.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you don't see that in the headlines, but he worked within the belly of the beast. And, the bureaucrats who worked in that commission, by the way, 21,000 complaints filed in 1980 under the old Fairness Doctrine against broadcasters. A lot of them were against Christian broadcasters. You know, you only have 5 commissioners and a small staff. They have to decide which complaints they're going to follow up and which ones they aren't. And I'm going to tell you right now, the ones that would have the target on their back would be the Christian broadcasters.
No doubt about that. Let's say we've got calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to Don calling from New York on line one. Don, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Don.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, listen, guys, I have a something to say, and which leads me into a question, okay?
Sure.
I won't take long. Look, I think these folks, since there's no checks and balances left in Congress and the Senate,
right,
and the administrative branch, had this planned ahead of time. This is a fully, they have a full agenda. And this wasn't particularly aimed at the conservative talk show host. It was aimed at you guys.
Well, that's what, I mean, Craig just said that. I mean, Craig Parshall from the NRB said, I mean, look, it's targeting at, I think it's also aimed at the conservative. Listen, they want to silence the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys. They want to silence the Jay Sekulos and the Janet Parshalls, too. But they're doing both. You had a quick question. What was that?
Okay. If this goes through.
Yep.
All right. It's going to take some time to implement. Are all the stations going to just blindly
Here's the problem. If it goes through, the station reaction is take off the air the programs that might get us in legal trouble. That's going to be and Craig, we talked about that at the conference we were just at. That's going to be the reaction here.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's going to be self-censorship, which is the most deadly form of a chilling effect. It's program directors in the quiet of their office with their lawyers saying, look, we can't risk losing our license. Sure, the lawsuit may be successful. It takes 2 years to get up to the Supreme Court. We don't have that kind of time. We're losing revenue. We're losing donors and supporters. Remember, when you got a Christian nonprofit station, donors support it. Their dollar now will support part Christian broadcasting and part anti-Christian content because of the nature of the Fairness Doctrine.
You know, that is the worst. I've said that before on this broadcast. That is the worst form of tyranny. I mean, that is unbelievable. But your donated dollars, bad enough, your taxpayer dollars, but your donated dollars supporting on the non-com stations, the non-commercial stations, supporting a position you find abhorrent.
Yeah,
this is absurd.
Yeah, it's not even taxation without representation. It's taxation for ideas that are anathema to you.
Yeah, I mean, it is unprecedented and unbelievable, but look, we're staring at the issue right now. Folks, we want to encourage you. There's a broadcast freedom bill that's up right now. We want to build support for that for two reasons. Number one, it'd be great if we could get a vote on it and get these people of record. Number two, it is keeping this issue front and center so that there's a counterweight to the Fairness Doctrine. The number to add your name of support is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Who is next, Jordan?
Let's go to Karen calling from Florida on line 4. Karen, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Karen.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, the man that beheaded his wife was on American soil, and I would expect any court of law to prosecute him to the full extent.
He will be. I was bringing the point of bringing up that story about CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, and the story with the owner of Bridges TV on the beheading, which is, unfortunately, these honor killings are part of the culture within Sharia law, is that would be very controversial speech, and we would have to put the opposing viewpoint, Could you imagine that? You're going to have an Islamic cleric, radical Islamic cleric, come in and say why Sharia allows that kind of activity? I mean, that's absurd, but that's what would happen. But go ahead, finish your question.
But still, he's on American soil, and American laws are real clear about how you...
There'll be full prosecutions. The point of what I'm making there, and Craig, I want to kind of underscore this, is the chilling effect this is also going to have on speech. That's the problem here. It is a tremendously chilling effect.
You know, Nat Hentoff, a libertarian writer, we agree with him on pro-life issues, but on other stuff we might disagree. But he worked in a Boston radio station before he became a print journalist way back in the years of the Fairness Doctrine. He said his program directors came in and they finally said, enough of this litigation and meetings with our attorneys and fear about losing our license. We will simply not air any opinion that's controversial. Now, you can't have anything more chilling than that.
Craig, let me ask you this as we get ready to say goodbye to you and appreciate your time. Last thing, though, how important do you think it is for the American people? You're the general counsel of the National Religious Broadcasters. You represent, you know, most of the Christian stations around the country. How important is it for the American people right now to be speaking out on this issue?
Yeah, they need to, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. Number one, the Fairness Doctrine would be the death knell of a lot of clear-headed thinking on radio broadcast. But number two, this is just the beginning of the assault. There's a land invasion by the liberals in Capitol Hill. They won't stop with the Fairness Doctrine. They have about a half a dozen other agenda items to close down conservative and Christian talk radio. So we have to show them what we need business.
All right, very good. Craig Parshall is the general counsel for the National Religious Broadcasters, a good friend, and we're glad you took time out to be with us. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you a couple other things, quick points. So we mentioned the situation with CARE, with this Bridges TV and this awful beheading, a terrible situation. The reality is that this is the fight with the Islamic world, the radical Islamic world, as I call it, as actually Justice Scalia calls it. We're going to Geneva to deal with some of these issues in March before the Human Rights Committee, so be in prayer for that. We're preparing for that literally right now, so a lot going on there. We're going to also be fighting the Organization of the Islamic Conference. We're also going to be announcing on Friday that we're going to be able to take a small group with us. It's going to be a smaller group with us to Israel when I go May 15th for a series of meetings. You're not going to want to miss that. And Jordan's going to let you know how to get his Twitter account and also sign this petition today for broadcast freedom.
That's right. If you want to check us out on Twitter, it's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. twitter.com/JordanSeculo. We've got a lot of radio networks who are following us now. One of them is WRAF Radio in out of Georgia, actually, Toccoa Falls Christian School, but they were interested because Congressman Jones from North Carolina was going to be on the broadcast today, and they've got a station in Franklin, North Carolina as well.
Yeah, he's going to be joining us right after the break, actually. So we'll have more from Congressman Walter Jones joining us. And you go to your phones right now. Do what Craig Parshall said. Stand up for broadcast freedom. Here's the number. Add your name now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
There's a dramatic warning coming from Capitol Hill. More talk from members of Congress who want to bring back the dangerous Fairness Doctrine, a measure that would muzzle Christian broadcasters, giving the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. The latest push to bring back government-mandated speech comes from Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan.
I think it's absolutely time to pass a standard. Now, whether it's called the Fairness Doctrine, I absolutely think it's time to be bringing accountability to the airwaves.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to protect free speech. Say no to the return of the Fairness Doctrine. There's important new legislation that would bar the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the ACLJ in supporting the passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act, the time to protect free speech is now. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-31. In just a few moments, we'll be joined by Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. He's the co-sponsor of the broadcast Freedom Act, so we'll get his insight. Let's take some more calls.
Let's go right to the phones. This is a question we get a lot. It's an important question to take. Richmond's calling from New York on line 4. Richmond, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Richmond.
Hi. Good morning. My question is, you know, I'm against the Fairness Doctrine Act, but wouldn't those people that are trying to pass it also be impacted in that they would have to give Christian views equal time on their secular station?
Of course not, because unfortunately, Richmond, they have exempted the news media, so the news media is completely exempted, and as Craig Parshall from the National Religious Broadcasters just said, and I concur, the net result of this, and there's an FCC report from 1985 that established this, you end up with less speech on the air, not more. So there's actually less speech because people tend to, the station managers don't want the litigation. And I know Jordan had mentioned that we're getting some questions coming in to him from station owners and managers that want to follow this closely. We'll be keeping updates on that, and Jordan, you're going to be sending information out as well.
That's right. It's a great way to use. If you're a station owner, if you're one of the networks, you want us to give you a little shout-out over the air and also to talk with us about the Fairness Doctrine, which is definitely going to be in the news over this time as we're going to continue to talk about it. It's twitter.com/JordanSecula. We've got some network followers. We're going to be sending out an email later in the week. If you're not sure how to set up Twitter, it's very easy to do so. But again, twitter.com/JordanSecula. I dialogue with people all day. We get the news stories up. Someone just asked me, is it true that Congressman Waxman's staff is looking at implementing the Fairness Doctrine to the internet? And I just
Absolutely.
Posted the story right back for that person. That's how interactive we are on Twitter. Twitter.com/JordanSecula.
Yeah, and by the way, Congressman Waxman is trying to figure out how to apply. He's the head of the Commerce Committee, how to take the Fairness Doctrine and apply it to the internet. They're even looking at that. 1-877-989-2255 is the number for you to add your name of support to Broadcast Freedom. Again, that's 877-989-2255. I had a chance just moments ago to talk with Congressman Walter Jones. Let's go to that interview right now, folks. You need to listen to what he has to say. He's a co-sponsor of the bill. He knows what the threat level is. Well, joining me now is a very good friend of ours, Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. He's led the charge on so many significant issues and, again, is having his voice heard and representing all of our interests, not just the folks in his district in North Carolina, really all of us that want to make sure that free access to the airwaves continue through Broadcast Freedom. He's one of the co-sponsors of the Broadcast Freedom Act of 2009. We've worked on a lot of issues together over the years. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
Jay, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show, and it's an honor to do my best for God.
Let me tell you this. I need to tell you this right at the outset. We ran a couple weeks back a program that you and I taped for television, and the response to that program, Congressman, was the largest response we ever received.
Good gracious.
On any program we had ever aired. The issue was involving chaplains in prayer, and the people just responded. And so many people said they appreciated your spirit and the way you addressed the issue and your Christian commitment. So I wanted to say that up front again, how much we appreciate your leadership.
Well, Jay, thank you. And let me tell you, and anyone that's listening, I will never let that go because God's put it in my heart to bring back freedom to the chaplains in the military.
I know that, and we hope to have more information about that literally in the weeks to come. Right. Let's go right into this broadcast freedom issue. Congressman, there's a lot of discussion right now. It is becoming palpable. It's becoming loud in Capitol Hill, on the Hill, among House and Senate offices, even at the FCC about the return of the Fairness Doctrine. A lot of what they call progressive talk radio is calling for it. Number one, how serious of a threat is it, the bringing back of something, either the Fairness Doctrine or something like it?
Jay, I think the threat is real. I think those of us who believe in freedom need to be aware of the threat that would force a radio host or a station to give equal time to someone of a different opinion. That, to me, is a violation of the Constitution. I don't mind saying it. You're an attorney. I'm not. But to me, you cannot. The government should never force a free enterprise business to do something against their will.
You've always been concerned over the years, when it was the chaplains issue that we were dealing with the ability of individual people of faith to speak their conscience, to take what God has put on their heart and to share it. Well, this doctrine, it comes back into play, changes all of that, because anything that's deemed controversial all of a sudden becomes off limit. I see this as a direct attack also, not just on the typical conservative talk radio or Christian talk radio, but actually to the proclamation of the gospel because of the way it's phrased. The famous case that dealt with this issue, the Red Line case, was a Christian radio station. How big of a threat do you see this to Christian radio and to the proclamation of the gospel? I know it's something that you're very concerned about.
Jay, I think that if this doctrine became a reality, I think we would see the extremists in this country just about close down and shut off freedom of religion in this country and expression. This, to me, is one of the biggest threats right now, and I hope that the people that are listening to your show will call their member of Congress, Democrat or Republican, call their senators and say, for goodness sakes, do not deny freedom of expression. And that's what it does when the government tells you that you've got to give equal time to someone who disagrees with you. That, to me, borders on socialism.
You know, we've said exactly the same thing on the air, that this is what it does look like. It looks like socialism. The government-controlled and mandated media always leads to a form of tyranny. Now, there's something you said that I think is very important. That is people contacting their members of Congress. We have encouraged people to do that. We have over 200,000 signatures on a petition supporting your legislation, the Broadcast Freedom Act. Congressman, last question. I know you've got a lot to do and a lot of issues you're dealing with. How important is it for people to speak out on these issues, to get to their congressman, to sign these petitions? What difference does it make? How important is it for people to express their concern with this legislation, really any legislation, but this one in particular?
Jay, it is critical. I do not know another word to use. It is critical because you and I have talked about it on other issues and this issue. We're seeing a constant threat to the Constitution of America. And if people of faith and people that just believe in the Constitution, even if they're not people of faith, let's protect the Constitution. And that's what this is about. And I will tell the people that are listening to this show, there is nothing more powerful than your voice except God.
Well, that's quite a statement, and we appreciate that. Congressman, as always, we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, there you have it. Congressman Walter Jones, again, states it so clearly. Folks, we need to do what the congressman said. Go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're going to stand up for broadcast freedom so we can bring you this information. Let's go to another phone call.
Elsie's calling from North Carolina on line 2. Elsie, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Elsie.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I work, I'm an announcer for a Christian radio station,
great,
FM, and we play just Christian music 24/7, except on Sunday we do the local Baptist church.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, when I'm on the air, I like to intro and outro the music with scripture.
Right.
So would this be a problem? Would we have
You know, I would argue that it should not be. It shouldn't be an issue at all. The problem's going to be if it's a scripture that might be deemed controversial. I knew you inside your mother's womb. I could think of so many of them that come to mind. So you got to worry that the implications, and since Christian radio was the one targeted the most, I would be concerned about it. We're preparing a full litigation strategy to engage this if they get this through, but we're going to fight and fight aggressively. Let's try to get one more call very quickly.
Let's go to Kim calling from Colorado on line 4. Kim, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey, Kim, real quick, please.
Hi, I was wondering if this goes through, how long will it be before they try to stop us from talking on the streets in public or in church?
Oh, they'll do that through hate crimes legislation, which they're talking about introducing next week. So, and hate crimes will be, you know, anything you say contrary to, if you stand on a biblical principle, on a whole host of values, and it doesn't have to be just the same-sex marriage issue, by the way, it could be the exclusiveness of Jesus' atonement. That'll be deemed hate speech. This is the trend that's coming. We've got to be prepared to fight it, and we're going to do just that. We're addressing these issues. We've got lawyers already working on this. I've got our government affairs team on it, so we're on top of it. Folks, you go to your phone right now. Jordan's going to let you know how to do this. Sign this petition to stand up for broadcast freedom. Let's speak out on this, like Congressman Jones said.
Call our toll-free number right now, folks. It's very easy to do so, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Let me give it to you again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.